news is our life.
All right, what's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
Conjoined twins Jaden and Anais McDonald were born conjoined at the head last September, and on Thursday night, 40 medical professionals spent 16 hours separating them in a successful surgery in New York City. The head surgeon, James Goodrich, I guess, travels all over the world and does this, as always removing, separating conjoined twins. But it was in the past year they had a series of surgeries to slowly reroute blood and separate the parts of their brain that they share. They do share like a small patch of their brain. And then they also inject some separators and saline tissue to separate their skulls. Pretty wild.
It's incredible. If you see the picture of the twins, they are conjoined at the top of the head. And if you look at it, it really looks like somebody has done a Photoshop job.
Yeah, it
on
does.
It.
Little angels.
And what this means, I mean, my kid is not too much older than these guys. He's 15, they're 13. But, you know, when you're a parent, there are some milestones that you expect by about this age, you know, certainly crawling. And possibly walking. Now, these guys haven't done any of that. They've basically laid on their backs their entire lives, slept this way, been fed this way, and the whole nine yards. So they've got, you know, a real road ahead of them aside from just healing from the head. They've got to do all those
developmental stuff,
develop
all
those motor skills that they haven't had an opportunity to. But it really is amazing, and the kids are super cute. My wife was sort of tearing up just looking at the photos the other day, but it's amazing what they can do.
So
they're saying
it's
they
successful?
Might. It is successful, but they might be asleep for up to a month, or at least it might be that long before they're themselves again after the surgery.
My heart just goes out to the parents, you know, having to go through all this and imagine feeding them and everything up to this point. But
a woman in Layton is claiming that Layton police groped her during a wrongful DUI arrest, and she's suing. She said she had gone up to pick medication up for her son, and she was rear-ended at a stoplight by another car traveling 30 to 40 miles an hour. She called 911, and when the police officer arrived, he said she was acting under the influence. So he decided to give her the roadside sobriety test and that she wasn't doing very well. She claims that she was in shock, and blood drawn from this woman at the jail and separate tests done at the hospital came back negative for any traces of drugs or alcohol. And her and her lawyers are claiming that they should call out a woman to do any kind of bodily cavity checks or searches of women, too.
They didn't search her.
They didn't do the full body cavity check.
Okay, like, wait, what?
No, they just frisked her.
They frisked her, yes. But the Layton police says, hey, we only have 3 female officers, so it's pretty unlikely that one of them would be available anytime we need to search a woman.
All right. Well, this sounds like she had her bell rung because she just got into an accident and the cop was unable to tell the difference between accident bell rung and drunk bell rung.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know, but that's a shame. And I don't know, maybe she's due some groping money from the cops. I don't know.
Groping money?
Yeah. Groping compensation. Gropensation.
Right. Why hasn't Oasis gotten back together? For a long time, there's been rumors that Oasis would, and brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher would put their troubled relationship behind them. And now we know why. Talking to a British radio station, brother Liam said this about Noel.
Please do this in their accent.
In a Liam?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do my best. Our kid's going around like I've stabbed his effing cat. He wants to be in a solo band. If people think me having a dig on Twitter is what's stopping the band getting back together, they're mad. When you're a little geezer and you've got small man syndrome, you need that effing like, no, yeah, no, attention. People keep asking him, when's the band getting back together? And he's going, never, because he can carry that whip. But I think the minute people stop asking him, he'll go effing, hell, what? Are they getting bored of me now? So then the band will get back together. So don't effing ask him anymore.
Is this
That's great.
The greatest feud in rock history?
They hate each other.
They really do.
They absolutely hate each other.
I mean, this is better than Axl and Slash as far as a soundbite-worthy feud. I mean, it's number one most entertaining for me.